Phones are on, ladies and gentlemen. I probably call this meeting of the City Council to order, and I kindly ask our city clerk to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown?
Here.
Ralph Dantino?
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Here.
Sam Hill?
Here.
Greg Ladra?
Here.
Richard Marx?
Ray Pollock?
Here.
Robert Piper?
Here.
Ron Singer?
Here.
Don Boesberg?
Here.
We begin tonight's meeting like we always do with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I will kindly ask the Honorable... This is exciting. I can't find somebody who's honorable. This is awesome. Mr. Chuck Brown, who's just been back from a world global tour. It's redundant, isn't it?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Brown.
I must say, I got to see fireworks on July 1st in Canada and on July 1st in Chicago, so...
Is that right?
It was quite an exciting trip.
That is exciting. And now we'll have fireworks here, like we always do at the City Council meetings. This will be great.
11 a.m.
We begin tonight with a brief hello to a young lady who I met earlier this evening. I had a meeting with a very distinguished constituent here in town, and we had the meeting, like we all should have our meetings, at Flagstone. And the young lady behind the counter, her name is Kate Radke. And Kate Radke, I want to thank her for her hospitality and kind service at Flagstone Pub. So if Kate is watching, thank you very much for your hospitality, Kate. Look forward to seeing you again soon. I just won $5. So there. Folks, we have a full meeting ahead of us. Item 3A, consider the mayor's appointment of Chris Kirion to the Strategic Plan Advisory Committee.
So moved.
Second.
See the enthusiasm, Chris? Motion was by Mr. Singer, the second by Mr. Piper. Chris, do you want to say anything before we take the vote? It's iffy, depending on what you say.
I thank you all for your kind support. Appreciate it. It's a pleasure and an honor.
Did Koontz write that for you? Everyone, this is, of course, Mr. Kirion, Mr. Brown.
Thank you.
And Chris, join us at the microphone if you could. Thank you.
Often you have included the resume or the form that that Chris submitted with the packet so that we could get to know Chris better.
And that was an oversight. I apologize.
Could you copy us on that, please?
Yes. In fact, it was intended to be copied, and it was an oversight. Yeah. And Stephanie will send that out. But, Chris, if you could just let us know a little bit about you so that when folks have problems, they know who to call.
Certainly. I've been a resident of Geneva for almost 4 years now. Before that, I lived in Batavia, and my wife is from St. Charles, so we are a local family. I have a son who's 5 and a half, almost 6, will be starting at Williamsburg in the fall, and I'm very excited about that. You know, I wanted to join the city committee. I'm also on the Natural Resources Committee as well, so trying to get more involved. Love the city of Geneva. It's fantastic place to live, and just want to, you know, do my part to keep it as enjoyable and pleasant as a community. I mean, really my favorite city in the area. I'm actually a California transplant.
Is that right? From whereabouts?
Grew up in Northern California, just a little north of San Francisco in the Bay Area there. But love Chicago and Chicagoland area very much, so happy to be here.
Good. And what do you do for a living, Chris?
I'm actually currently in between jobs. Mm-hmm. So.
What do you want to do for a living?
That's a good question.
Isn't it, though? We ask ourselves this every Monday night.
No doubt. It's an ongoing search. I've got a lot of different experience, but, good. You know, hopefully I put my mind and creativity to good use somewhere. So.
Well, we know the pay on the SPAC committee is going to help.
Well, you know, every little bit helps. So.
Absolutely it does.
Where do you live, Chris?
I live on Fargo, just west of Randall.
Wonderful.
So.
Do you know who your aldermen are?
Actually, I don't.
Oh, man. Well, the nice thing is one's missing.
Yeah. Well, shoot.
But the other one, to your right, Mr. Piper.
Okay.
See that guy there? Mr. Piper's a member of several 12-step programs, and he's proud to be serving, and
excellent.
He's glad you're a constituent.
I'll have to apologize and hug you later, but...
That's okay.
Mr. Kuntz, you fully endorse this gentleman?
I do.
And as everyone knows, the SPAC committee actually selects who they would like to have serve with them. And then as a matter of course, they forward that recommendation to my office, and obviously we forward that on to all of you. So, Chris, welcome aboard.
Thank you very much.
And there is no drum roll, but we are going to take a vote. We have a motion by Singer. We have a second by Mr. Piper, your alderman. Any other comments or questions for Chris? If not, Mr. Clerk, please take a... Correction. You want a roll?
Roll call, yes.
Roll call vote, yes, sir. Thank
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Aye.
And Chuck Brown?
With pleasure.
And Chuck. Thank you so much.
Welcome aboard.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Item 3B is to consider the mayor's appointment of Don Weiss to the Fire Pension Board.
Second.
Motion by Hill, seconded by Singer. Any questions or comments for Don? Everyone knows what the Fire Pension Board does. It's actually the Fire and Police Pension Board, but...
No.
Oh, it's just the Fire Board?
This is the pension.
Excuse me. Alderman Brown.
Mr. Chairman, does this not give at least the appearance of conflict of interest to some of our citizens? Could you explain why it doesn't?
It should not give the appearance because there is no conflict of interest. Mr. Weiss is our financial expert. We have the authority under Illinois statute to appoint someone to that board. We believe Mr. Weiss is the most talented and most appropriate individual to do so. So he will serve with great distinction, great integrity, and of course objectivity.
So this board really does not affect the finances of which
matter? Oh, not at all.
Yes.
Not at all.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Explanation. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else? Of course, if there's a fire, Mr. Weiss's house is always last to be put out. It's just a matter of to avoid that conflict of interest. Anyone else for Mr. Weiss? Notice the excitement on Don? Looking forward to serving. Look at that. That'll be captured on TV, Don. So when historians look back, they'll think.
That's why I'm sitting over here.
Oh, we can see you.
I know.
Mr. Clerk, please take a roll call.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Thank you, Don.
Excuse me.
Item 3C. It is always a pleasure to have with us our members of our Strategic Plan Advisory Committee, and we have its chairman with us tonight as well, who's going to not only introduce those who are joining him, but he's going to provide all of us with an annual report, if you will, regarding the busy year they've had and the busy year ahead. Please welcome Mr. Brad Kuntz to the podium.
Good evening, all. I believe everyone has met Chris this evening. I'd like to ask Mary Benzini and Sue Gibbons to also stand up. They've joined me here along with Chris. Some of our members could not be here this evening, but we thank them for their service. I found out recently from Stephanie that we needed to do an annual report on the suggestion of Mary to Stephanie. So as it rolled downhill, here I am. It's been an interesting year for SPAC. We've seen this year our first year in the new strategic plan, and as a result, we've had a couple committees that have gone on to become committees of their own or have disbanded in the form of River Park and the Cultural Arts Committee. We have replaced those with new committees. Those committees began last year. They have a year under their belt, and they've begun to find their way. One is the ICEC Committee, which is the International Cultural Exchange Committee. It began with conversations between Geneva and Crozet, which is a small town outside of Paris. They began with several conversations back and forth. There have been several visits back and forth. They have come here. They recently, this past May, there was an artist exchange, and one of our local photographers went over there and did a show, and I believe it was held in the local church, which is kind of a museum there. One thing that the committee is venturing into, they do want to form more sister cities or twinning with other communities, but they're also involved with reaching out to international residents of Geneva and the Fox Valley, primarily through Fermilab. They will have a picnic this Saturday at Peck Farm with the international workers that are here with Fermilab and are either living on the campus of Fermilab or living in the area. So that's one thing that, with our recommendation from SPAC, that they expand from just being involved with other cities, but to reach out into the community and see what kind of help they can give there. The other committee is our Bike Ped subcommittee. They've been extremely busy. They've had their second spring into bike activity in May. And with that, they do a lot of bike safety, bike courses, bike skills. They have several members of their committee that have gone through training programs so that they can actually teach bike safety. I believe, according to Dave Peterson, they've given out over 500 maps of Kane County and local bike and pedestrian walkways. Quite involved in trying to get trails upgraded, try to get more bike racks installed. So they've been quite busy over the last year. We have two committees that have been members of SPAC for some time. The Natural Resources Committee. Last year they began a new program to get the people thinking a little bit more about water conservation. It was called Rain Barrels on Parade. We had probably 28 local merchants who purchased a rain barrel, painted it however they would like, and sat that out in front of their store. That garnered a lot of attention from people visiting Geneva. At the end of the year at Festival of the Vine, it was actually the week after the festival due to the rain, we held an auction, auctioned off a lot of the barrels that had been donated back. Those funds went back into the NRC's general fund to help purchase more rain barrels, to purchase more plants for our prairie restoration projects, and to help offset the city's budget that they give to the NRC. So that's one big project they do continually. There is a Fox River cleanup that's done on an annual basis, cleaning up areas along the Fox River in Geneva. Another big project is the prairie restoration projects. One has been on the east side fire station at the retention basin for 3 years now, and that is moving along. The second project is behind the Lutheran Church at 2nd and Franklin. That garden there is in its second year of full growth, and if you drive by there, you'll see it's quite amazing at how large those plants have grown from small little 2-inch plugs. Now they've joined into two and three and sometimes four plants have sprouted from that area. So it's an interesting garden, and we're going to begin doing a little bit more education with that garden and having kids come out and having more of the plants labeled. So that's an ongoing process, and that's still a process that looking at other city-owned retention areas that can be converted from grass that needs to be constantly mowed to more native plants. The other subcommittee is the student government subcommittee that most of you probably are aware of. They've been quite involved with the city. It's a fun committee. We've had a student on SPAC for several years, and she just recently graduated, and now we have a new student that is all energetic and ready to take off and help us out. Every year, they do a mock city council. This year, it was on urban chickens, which dealt with the possibility of raising chickens within the city limits. I believe it went down in a vote, but I'm sure it was a heated debate. So those are the majority of the subcommittees. We are going to be involved this year in the census, mainly in getting the word out. We're actually not going to be going door to door. We're we're going to be assisting the census for the city of Geneva in marketing it. This fall, our town meeting, a good section of that will be based on what the census means to Geneva. So citizens will be able to come and get a handle on what exactly it is that they benefit from answering the questionnaires. And we are looking at encouraging input from citizens and from the city council and the staff on a new subcommittee. So we have a couple ideas in mind, but we're probably planning that and moving forward with that soon. All right. Any questions?
Yeah, comments or questions for Mr. Kuntz or any member of SPAC? Alderman Brown?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, you did mention in this that you're considering a new subcommittee. I understand what you're doing is considering a couple of possibilities.
Mm-hmm. What we've discussed is the possibility of an outreach type subcommittee. In the strategic plan, there is mention that you really need to coordinate volunteer and charity efforts in the city with nonprofits. One idea would be that SPAC would form a subcommittee that could interlink all of those nonprofits, be it the church or any other organization, so that when there is a need, it's easy to facilitate that need. Maybe another area would have resources that would help somebody out. And it can be as easy as, Chuck, you may need somebody to help with gardening. And maybe there's football players who always come and help us in the river cleanup. You know, that's a resource. So resources that can reach the citizens of Geneva. That is one of our ideas.
Thank you.
Alderman Pollack.
Thank you, Mayor. Brett, you know, thank you for your time and your service to this committee and chairing it, as well as the members that are present. The ICEC, I think, is a wonderful program that I think what you'll find is going to grow by leaps and bounds, because there are a number of, if you will, expats living abroad who are from the area. The Bike Ped Committee, my neighbor is involved in, and I hear about it all the time from him, and thank you for what you do. It's greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
Anyone else on the dais? Comments or questions for Mr. Kuntz? You still enjoying yourself, Brad?
Oh, every day.
All right. You've got a great speaking voice.
Well, thanks.
You should like voiceovers. You could be our official voice on the City of Geneva telephone system. What the hell are you calling for?
Yes. You know, awesome. I may not like the answer.
I'll get some emails for that, too. What do you say? What was that comment about, Brad?
No.
Nothing? It was about... Oh, Chuck?
No, it's fine.
Nothing else? I don't know if we formally need to accept the report or not, but I'd be happy to entertain a motion to do so.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Hill, seconded by Flanagan. All in favor of accepting the annual report from its chairman and the entire Strategic Plan Advisory Committee, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And you're all welcome to our meetings anytime.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brad.
Item 4, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments tonight, ladies and gentlemen? Seeing none, item 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine and can be enacted by one motion.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Flanagan, seconded by Vogelsberg. Questions, comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ralph D'Antino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Glenn Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
We skip down to item 10, municipal bills for payment. Mr. Clerk, please read the bills to be paid.
Bills for payment total $549,210.83.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as read and as displayed on the city website.
Second.
Alderman Brown motions to pay the bills as read. Alderman Piper seconds. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ralph D'Antino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Ray Pollack?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Mayor.
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Before I call the vote total, was there a question from the audience? Mr. Devine?
Yeah, I have a question.
You got to join us up here, Hanson.
That's right. Excuse me.
If we're going to make Mr. Curione, for God's sake, we got to make Mr. Devine.
I've been up here many times.
Yeah, I had a question about, John Devine, 921 Wood Avenue, Geneva, Illinois. I had a question about one of the items listed for payment to the U.S. Treasury, a penalty for the first quarter in the amount of $1,125.46. Is that a penalty on the payroll taxes? And if so, how did that happen to occur? In this day and age with the economy the way it is, I don't think this is a judicious and a responsible way of handling the taxpayers' money.
You want me to?
I do. I'm just writing down some.
It was a penalty. However, it was not an error on our part, and we've been in contact with them. We had to go ahead and pay it so that we don't get interest on it, but we will be getting the money refunded.
Okay. What was it a penalty on?
It has to do with our 941s and how they're submitted and all of that, but it was not an error on our part. It's been all rectified, and I don't have the exact details, but I do know that we contacted them last week to get it all resolved so that we don't have that penalty.
That would be great. Now, could we get a follow-up when it is resolved? You could come back and report before. Thank you very much.
It'll also appear in a statement as well. So it's typical federal government, guilty before proven innocent.
Thank you.
Thank you. I haven't taken the full vote. Does that change anyone's opinion regarding this matter?
Mr. Mayor, what's a 941?
Payroll taxes.
Right. It's holding.
But I haven't taken the full vote, though. So let the record show, unless anyone changes their opinion, that, Mr. Devine.
For Mr. Pollack's benefit, the federal 941 is where you report your Social Security disability and federal income tax withholding from payroll.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
I think we're going to be charged by the FCC for allowing you to speak so often. Well, that's a joke.
I have more information. This occurred because our bank account only allows a certain amount of a transaction at one time. In this particular quarter, our transaction was above what our bank would allow. So we had to go through more processes to allow our bank to transfer the money. So there was a delay. So we're appealing the decision because we feel that that was something beyond our control.
I don't know if I have to come back up there or not, but do you think...
Absolutely.
All right.
This could spur the greatest story ever by Brenda Shorey, so we need you back up here.
At the risk of misspeaking here, I think in the past they said that your background, you are a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my question would be, do you think that the IRS is going to accept the explanation that you just presented to abate the penalty?
Well, we're going to certainly try. I think the statute says for good cause. Until we actually run the payroll taxes, we didn't know that amount. And I don't, Mr. Weiss may be able to clarify, I don't remember why it was so much higher than it normally is. But that's a security that the bank has in place that won't allow us to do large transfers.
My experience with the IRS, that explanation is not going to fly.
Well, we're certainly going to give it a
but
shot.
But it'll be interesting to
we
see
appealed
what the
to
response
the IDES
is.
And we won that appeal, so we're going to give it our best shot.
Well, based on what you said, it sounds like you set a limit with the bank on the number of transactions in the month. That's not the case.
It has to do with the dollar amount.
The dollar amount. Okay. Then I don't know which bank we're talking about. Shouldn't the bank have contacted the city and said, look, we've got an amount here that is over the limit. Do we have the authorization to go ahead and pay it?
Well, that's part of our appeal process.
Yeah. But that would be with the bank, not with the IRS.
True.
It's appeal with the IRS,
right.
Because they're...
No, I agree. I mean, we're getting two topics commingled here. Yes, you have to appeal to the IRS for the penalty. But you also have to discuss with the bank for future situations that if the amount is this high and it's not going to go through, that they need to contact someone to get verification that, hey, look, we have to do this to pay the taxes. Believe it or not, I do have a little experience in this area.
The taxes were paid.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying they weren't. They just weren't paid timely. That's why there's a penalty. And if the city ends up having to pay this, it doesn't get abated, that's not a good use, not good stewardship of the taxpayers' money, is my point. Thank you.
Mr. Devine, your point is well made.
Thank you.
It's well intentioned, but I can assure you that this issue has to be commingled, because if, in fact, the fault is found with the bank, we don't owe the money. And if a lesson learned costs me and my administration $1,000, it's a damn valuable lesson. We'll pull the money from that bank. We'll keep it under my mattress if necessary. But no one's to blame up here. No one's to blame in the administration. This was a whoopsie-daisy, by-the-way kind of error. And we're going to do everything in our power to correct that.
And that sounds fine.
Absolutely.
And maybe you'll get the refund from the bank.
And when we do, I'm calling you directly.
Thank you.
Regardless of the time.
Now, I take exception with that, as long as it's before 10 o'clock p.m. After 10 p.m. and you call, we're going to have a problem.
Okay. We'll just chalk it up to experience.
Yeah.
Anything else on the great debate? We move on, folks. According to my record, everyone voted aye. Anyone change their mind? Anyone voting no? Let the record show that the affirmative was 9-0. Folks, we flip over to page 2 of our agenda, and it's under item 12, presentation of ordinance, petitions, resolutions, and bid awards. Item 12A is to consider resolution number 2009-42, confirming the city administrator, Mary McKittrick, as assistant local liquor commissioner.
So moved. Second.
Piper makes the motion, and Pawlak seconds. Any comments or questions regarding this action? Mr. Brown.
This is a new appointment, I presume, since I don't remember us ever having an assistant liquor commissioner in the past. Is that correct?
That is correct. This appointment's allowed under Illinois statute, and it's being done so because of a potential conflict of interest between your sitting mayor and one of the liquor license holders.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have no problem with that.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Mary, typically, who would be in other municipalities, based on your experience and your teaching endeavors, who is typically the assistant liquor commissioner? Municipalities.
Typically, that's the city manager, city administrator, as a full-time employee who can basically be the backup for the mayor. So this position typically holds the deputy liquor commissioner position.
And don't you typically oversee applications, et cetera, et cetera?
I participate in the processing,
right.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Mayor, this position is authorized pursuant to the Dram Shop Act, not the Illinois Municipal Code.
Okay.
And it technically doesn't require the advice and consent of the city council, but that is the practice that the city has operated under, so that's why it's before the council for its confirmation, for the appointment's confirmation.
Anyone else? We have a motion. We have a second. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
Ralph Dantino.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
Ray Pollitt.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. We move on to item 13A under new business. I'm going to dispose of this hopefully quickly, and then we'll turn over to the dais and the audience for any new business commentary. Item 13A is consider 2009-10 budget amendments in the amount of $334,424 for completion of certain projects commencing in 2008-09 fiscal year to be completed in the 2009-10 fiscal year.
So moved.
Second.
Vogelsberg motions and Hill seconds. Questions or comments regarding this matter? It was fairly well explained. Not fairly well, excuse me. It was well explained.
Sort of, kind of.
It was fairly well understood. How's that? It was well explained by Mrs. McKittrick's memorandum. Anyone? If not, Mr. Clerk, please take a roll. No problem.
Ralph Dantino.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
Ray Pollitt.
Aye.
Robert Piper.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Now we will open the floor to new business, and as always, we defer to our members of the audience first, if there's anyone with new business with us tonight. Chris, nothing?
Not this time.
I see a shaking back there, man. That's good. Ellen, anything from you? No? Joe?
Nothing at all, thank you.
Joe hates when we call on him. Isn't that great? Are the cameras on Joe, Pete? Mr. Devine, anything?
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. From the dais, Mr. Maladra, Mr. Singer, Ms. Flanagan.
I just want to remind everybody from the Cultural Arts Committee, the Prairie Brass Band will perform in the amphitheater at the River Park on Sunday, July 12th at 7 p.m. Mark Fenney of Geneva will be featured cornet soloist.
Excellent. And it'll be beautiful weather, correct, Mr. Maladra?
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
I won't call on Sunday.
Mr. Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Back on July the 1st, Mr. Eugene Sabateri, who is the Vice President of the Board of Towns at Fisher Farms, had a request to have some dirt, a mound of dirt removed that's adjacent to that new medical office building located on Williams Road. Mm-hmm. Between Randall and Fisher Drive. Well, he sent me an email this morning indicating that he's very pleased with the manner in which the administration and staff responded to that request, and he, on behalf of himself and the residents of Fisher Farm, is grateful and says thank you, as well as do I.
Kudos to you and Alderman Flanagan.
And as well, Alderman Flanagan. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Kudos to the staff.
And I thought it was nice to see Piper out there actually moving the dirt pile.
Was he really?
Wasn't that nice?
That was extremely nice.
So you got dirt on him now.
Now we got dirt on him. Ms. Flanagan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just wanted to do a special thank you. I don't know if some of you realize it, but on Route 31 and 3rd, we had a weed party a couple of weeks ago, pulling weeds. I have to explain that. We don't want to go. I have to kind of explain myself further. So it was a weed pulling party, and as a result, we wanted to see if we can get some flowers there, and Jim Corfield, who does our purchasing, was able to contact our flower supplier, and a company by the name of RCOP, who we do business with in Elgin, provided us 400 flowers. Wow. And we planted them just this past Thursday, and it's a special thank you to not only Jim Corfield for getting them, but members of my committee, Marv and Linda Hosman, Rick and Mary Sturm, Katie Barkley, Roberta Edwards, and Jenny Russo, who came out and planted them. So I really appreciate it, and thank you to Public Works to have us use one of their trucks so that we can get all those plants out there.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in the dais? If not, I have just two minor items. The first is I want to thank everyone who has made their phone calls to our representatives in Springfield and or sent an email to them. As we all know, they have between now and July 14th as a break. And hopefully that while they're back home, they'll hear from their constituents as well about how displeased they are. And I could not, nor would I try, to espouse what the Chicago Tribune did on July 2nd in their editorial, which stated, and I quote, "Profiles in failure." And our representatives, regardless of which side of the aisle, continue to fail us at the municipal level, time and time again. I had the pleasure of speaking with one of our representatives who represents the eastern portion of Geneva, who shared with me rather surprisingly that despite good ideas being brought forth, the leaders of his party refuses to allow those good ideas to see the light of day because, as I interpreted, it's not really in the best interest of the party. And that is shameful. So I don't care if it's Democrats, I don't care if it's Republicans, I don't care if it's Whigs, Federalists, or Independents. These men and women have a job to do, and they're not doing their job. You and I suffer because you and I ultimately have to make these tough budget cuts. And we are all experiencing the emails and the phone calls from our residents asking us time and time again, can't we find some additional money to do A, B, or C? While we don't rely solely on the state of Illinois for funding, we do rely on them for a considerable amount of support. And while they dilly-daddle around in Springfield, come back and eat their chicken dinners and write their newsletters, we need to remind them when they return on July 14th to just do their job. And perhaps they need to take a lesson from all of us who do ours so well. So, There you go. Secondly, a congratulations to all liquor license holders who, this past Swedish days, successfully passed the compliance checks. They are to be congratulated. I had lunch at one such establishment, and they proudly showed me the letter they received from the Geneva Police Department congratulating them and thanking them for their strict adherence to our laws. So for all those who have complied, well done. To those who haven't, their penalties will be forthcoming. So,
do we have many that did not comply, Mayor?
We had two that did not comply. That information will be released publicly, most likely tomorrow or Wednesday.
Thanks.
Anyone else? Mr. Maladra.
I want to wish Alderman Flanagan happy birthday.
Today's your birthday?
Really?
Let's cut her in half and count the
29.
Rooms.
I was
just talking about liquor. That
just kind of came up.
Thank you.
But Alderman Flanagan carried a shirt.
It should have spurred you on with dog liquor.
Is it your birthday too?
No, she's trying to take me down. Just
so this is why you want an assistant liquor commissioner so Mary has to buy tonight?
That's right. I recall the last birthday party you had. It was a heck of a party, wasn't it? Over
yeah,
a
couple yeah. Typhoid Mary it ended up to.
It was. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
With that, we defer to the most beautiful and, dare I say, wisest council member to offer a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Disregard that motion, Alderman Flanagan.
So moved.
Flanagan motions
to adjourn.
Seconded by Mr. Hill. All in favor, please say
aye.
Good night, everyone.